Hello, George Hallford, Local Matters, talking about the who, the people in the Highlands, in the Upper Cumberland, in Putnam County, and all of our towns who create the fabric of our community and region, and a great fabric it is. Today, no stranger to this program, Local Matters, but in another format. I've got a good young friend, because everybody's young
not
today,
so much young
Keith.
Anymore.
Keith Morrison, the city manager of Allgood, who's been actively involved in our community and region, economic development, everything, the Highlands, the rail trail. I could go on and on and on, Keith. But this is about you, and I got to learn to be quiet, but... welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, George. It's good to be here.
Okay, we're gonna start with the old Billy Graham thing. I shouldn't say old Billy Graham thing. Who am I? Where did I come from? And where am I going? So, this is about you. Who are you in your heart? Your personal, starting with age, birth.
Yeah.
And carry me out. Just go as far as wherever you want to go with this thing. You growing up, school. You know, your faith, your family, you've got, and that's it. So I'm going to try to be quiet and listen to you.
You can chime in and ask questions anytime you want to. You know, I was born in Grundy County in Colmont, so a small community.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we moved to Ray County, Spring City.
Okay.
We moved around a little bit before that. My dad was a welder with TVA.
Okay.
So we moved to Gallatin and Lafayette and a few places here and there and around the community.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of landed in Spring City, and that's where I spent the majority of my life growing up.
Okay.
There at Watts Bar Lake and Tennessee River, right where they
wonderful.
Come together. And you could see Watts Bar Dam from the house. So all the outdoors were literally in the back door.
That's where you live.
And it just, you know.
It was home. Yeah.
It was home, you know, out. You know, we were 15 minutes from town. And Spring City didn't have a lot. Had
but
one grocery.
It was downtown.
It was downtown. Piggly Wiggly, we used to laugh. You know, if you missed the one red light, you'd miss the whole town.
That's it.
But grew up there and went to Ray County High School and graduated in 96. Was on the rifle team for several years, so I participated in that through the ROTC program.
Okay.
And, you know, I learned, I think, a lot of the leadership skills that I have through that ROTC program and being on the rifle team and doing those things. And we were state champs for a couple of years in our district, so that was a big deal for us, and we really enjoyed that and the teamship, camaraderie with our team members and, you know, doing things. So it was a lot of fun. And then I went to college wasn't sure what I wanted to do and ended up doing secondary education with an emphasis in mathematics.
Wow.
And so ended up here at Tech in 99. I moved to Cookeville.
So you were at Tennessee Tech.
And I was.
Going to school, good.
Moved to Cookeville in July of 1999 and started working at Big Lots while I was going to college.
Okay.
And worked my way into management while I was there pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I met my wife. Was at Big Lots working with her.
Your wife's name is?
Shelly. She was Richardson. She was from Allgood. And so that's kind of what just lured me.
That's a connection,
Yeah, and it brought me to Allgood and kept me there. And we've been married now for, gosh, she'll get me here. We got married.
Be careful.
June 30th is our anniversary.
That's
and
good.
So 2001. So we've been married 23 years this year.
Yeah.
And went to Tech, graduated, had my education degree. Left Big Lots working as a manager and started teaching at White County High School.
So you're at White County, okay.
Yeah, I taught at, ended up there for almost 12 years. I taught high school math. A lot of the students I've had have now started their own families. And
you're seeing the next generation.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, they come back through in different places and different, even run into them now in different jobs that I see. So there's a lot of the students that I've had over the years that have come up and are doing things in the community, and you see them from time to time. And of course, my wife and I, we've got two kids, so our kids,
ask you.
Yeah, they've been raised here. I've got one that turned 20 this week.
Wow.
And one that turned 16 last week.
Okay.
So he started driving to school this week.
16 is a little boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And 20 is a?
As a girl. She's that's my daughter. She's a cosmetologist here.
Okay.
And Cookwell, she works at Ulta Beauty.
Yeah.
Kylie's over there styling and profiling hair for folks and doing things. And so they're working in the community.
So your roots now run deep.
They're here. And, you know,
that's where we're trying to go. Retiring here.
Yep.
This is home.
Yeah. And tech brought me here, and you know, 25 years later, here I am, still working and serving our community and doing things with our community on a routine basis that allow me opportunities to interact with folks that might not otherwise have ever met.
Yeah. Let's go to tech just a moment. I've got a friend, Vince Pistelli, who was Olympian on the at Tech on the rifle team. Did we still have the rifle team at Tech when you were there?
I think they did. Now, I didn't join that.
No, but it was somewhere in that time, Tech, and I think there's only 60-something schools in the country.
It probably is.
It's an elite group. But when you said that, I thought, wow, that's impressive, man.
Yeah, that's good. And, of course, when I was at Tech, I was working a full-time job going to school full-time.
Getting a real education.
It was busy time. My wife and I joke, when we first got married, we both worked retail. One of us would be coming home, and one of us would be going to work.
That's right. And that's the story of America.
Yeah.
It's the story of the Upper Cumberland. Interesting. You were in education, very well thought of, successful. And then one day you became interested in city management.
Well,
let's talk about, tell me how you got there, what influenced you. And
so that conversation happens a lot. When I first got into it, everybody's like, how do you go from being a teacher to a city manager? And it's like, well,
you're dealing with people.
You're still teaching people. They're just a different age group now. And so that's what everybody's told me a lot. So, well, you're still teaching. It's just a different age, and you're just teaching a different age. And
George Hallford with Keith Morrison, my friend, city manager of All Good, talking about who Keith Morrison is. So you made a transition.
I did.
And it was great for us, by the way. You have been an asset. But let's share with the audience how you got started. What was some of the challenges that every city, you know, that everybody faces, but certainly a town like All Good that's growing and part of the bigger picture?
When I first got the job, I was on the Board of Zoning Appeals.
Okay.
And that's how it kind of come about, is they had lured me in to be on the BZA. And the next thing you know, they're advertising for a city administrator, city manager.
Okay.
And I told my wife, I said, look at the job description. I said, you know, I've done retail management, and I've done payroll and benefits a lot
math
of those
major
things.
I mean, my goodness.
Worked with Tech on special projects, take engineering back to the classroom. So I had a lot of stuff there that I had done, and told her, I'm going to give this a shot. So
you were really, looking back, well prepared for what you're doing.
I think so. I think a lot of the experience I got in retail management and doing teaching and different things, and then being on the BZA kind of prepared me for where we were going. And it all kind of played into, I was working three or four jobs when I was teaching.
Oh, sure.
And I wasn't seeing my kids a lot. And this came open. I thought, maybe this will open up an opportunity for us as a family to do some more stuff, for my wife to be home while the kids are little and kind of be with them. And next thing you know, here I am. We're at a meeting and they're talking, and they're like, well, we're offering it to Keith. And that was about February of 2013.
I'm going to ask you again. Wow, time flies when you're having fun.
And so April of 2013 was when I started. And one of my first assignments was to move us into the new city hall.
Okay, that was a major.
It was coming to completion.
An anchor. What you've done.
We did a little story. It's been years ago with Tennessee Public Works magazine. You know, city hall started it all. Was kind of the slogan, and really it did. You know, city hall was when I first came in. And it was when we started working on equipment schedules and plans and long-range planning. I'm big on long-range planning. If you're not looking to the future, you're going to be behind all the time.
That's great.
And I'm big on equipment maintenance schedules and keeping things swapped out and trying to keep our folks. And
running it like a business.
Yeah, you want to provide the best service for the best money you can.
Yeah.
And so we try to focus on that daily. You know, what can we do better?
Yeah.
You know, and what can I do better? And my philosophy is, you know, I'm not going to ask my guys to do something I wouldn't do. So if we're shorthanded, I'm not afraid to get out there and help them and, you know, climb on the backhoe or get in the brush truck or, you know, whatever they need help with. If it's snow plowing or fixing a sewer problem.
Just go get it done.
That's right. Sometimes I'm in the drive-through window. So, you know, people pull up and go, what are you doing down here? I'm like, whatever it takes, you know, whatever it takes.
I've often said we live at White Plains, and White Plains, as far as I'm concerned, is a suburb or a city in Allgood.
That's right.
That's a story for another day. How that came about. But we appreciate what you do. What was your biggest surprise when you came in? Coming into a new job, very eager to serve. It's a political environment, but it's a management environment. You know, east of Nashville is where you see city managers. They're not common all over the South, for instance.
It's
a different, and that's great. It's great that we have that. I've served in both. I prefer city manager form of government because it's professional.
It allows you to have a professional to run your community that can be there for the long term, because mayors and councils change out, you know, every 4 years, but you get that stability.
And we've had some good ones in both ways. You are managing a city from a nonpartisan standpoint.
Right. And so
you're dealing with partisan folks who care, but it's different. Yeah.
Right. And you try to manage, you know, what are your goals?
Great first segment. George Hofford, back soon.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson in Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue. Across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
George Hofford back with Keith Morrison, city manager of Allgood on local matters, and having a great discussion, Keith.
Yeah.
Anything else before we leave college and you start now? And now we're getting more into the present day.
Yeah,
your vision,
right?
What's important to you? Let's talk about that vision thing.
Yeah, it's my kids. You know, have grown up here, went to school here, part of this community, and my daughter's working on programs now that she calls sharing with seniors, where she gives back to the senior community. And so, last week for Easter, she delivered 49 Easter baskets to Signature Healthcare for
the
seniors.
Wonderful.
And so
serving.
They are, and my kids are a big part of that serving. When we do things, you know, my wife's helping out, my kids are helping out. You know, we're all in it together as a family to give back to our community. And, of course, we go to church here in our community.
What church do you go to?
We go to Douglas Chapel, Free Will Baptist.
Sure, sure.
Pastor Mark Lee and a small community church. Kind of up in the woods. It's that where you know everybody and you support each other.
Special.
And, you know, it's kind of that thing that I appreciate, that small, you know, smaller feel, kind of like Allgood, mm-hmm. that small town, you know, atmosphere that we love and we think makes us unique and special. And
that's great.
And we focus on that because, you know, we want people to feel like, you know, if they come in and want to talk, that they can get to me or.
Sure.
You know, sometimes they'll call and it rings my cell phone on the weekends and they're surprised when I answer the phone.
Sure.
It's that, you know, they're like, man, I thought I was going to get an answer machine and leave a message. I'm like, is this really you? And I said, oh, it's me.
You know, you mentioned every guest, we talk about their faith. It comes up, but they're in this community of faith. This is what's so special.
It is.
Glory and I've rediscovered and re-embraced and share my faith, and it's just it's wonderful.
Yep.
We have wonderful ministers and lay people who care all over this region.
We got great, and in all good, we've got great relationships with all of our churches and their staff, and we help each other. And, you know, when things are going on in our community, we can reach out to them to get help, you know, and help each other and lift each other up. And sometimes that's just what we need, you know. Yeah. And it's, you know, sometimes there's just somebody that'll come by and say, hey, will you stop and just say a prayer with me? And just giving back to our community, whether it's the seniors or the kids. You know, my son's on the Upperman fishing team.
Ooh.
And so we do that.
That's big, isn't it?
It's growing. And you know, we just love the outdoors and giving back to our community. City recorder, she gives me a hard time all the time because people will come up to the window and she'll say, how do you know all these folks? You know them by name and you know who they are. And
just who we are.
And it's just a part of being out and being involved. And my philosophy is if somebody's got a problem, they're a lot more comfortable if I come sit on the front porch with them in
porch
a polo
suit.
Shirt.
That's right.
And sit down and say, what's the problem? Let's look at it together. You know, I may not always be able to fix it, but at least I can come listen and see what the concern is and try to address it, you know.
You know, we share, you and I both, different generations. We have truly found a home.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've moved a few times, but this is absolutely, when I say home, I mean the Upper Cumberland.
Right.
I mean Putnam County. I mean all the, it's just wonderful.
It is. It's
the finest place I've ever seen.
Well, it's that, you know, people, it's that small town community. That feel that
we
just,
haven't lost
you
yet,
just can't get it. Yeah,
you got to protect it.
You do, and trying to preserve it, and walking down the sidewalk, and feeling safe to be out and enjoy the outdoors, and going to Walmart or the store, and not having to worry about some of the problems, you know, that bigger cities face and things. So it's a great community to call home, and I think we have opportunities to serve and help each other, and continue to build on what we've got here.
Let's talk about that vision thing some more. What are you seeing in the present day? What are you seeing? Where is all good today in terms of the vision and planning? And
yeah, we've got a lot of growth going on. Mm-hmm. I think managing growth smart and focusing on keeping that small town feel. We don't want to lose that.
No.
You know, we want that to be, you don't want that to be our calling card. You know, the mayor says it's always all good and all good.
And
we want to stay that way. We want to continue to develop, but at the same time, we want to maintain that mindset, that vision, that picture of all good. The
city manager, Keith Morrison, George Hofford, Local Matters, talking about a wonderful community and the right person to be leading us.
I appreciate that, George.
So let's go. Let's just go right on, buddy.
Yeah, it's you know, I told somebody the other day. I said, you know, we try to focus on everything we do and everybody that we deal with that we provide excellent service in the best
personal
way possible.
Service.
Yeah, we want to be available to the public. You know, when we go out and meet with them, sometimes they're shocked. You know, who are you? And when I tell them, like, oh, you're out here. Yeah.
It's just
whatever,
doing your job.
Whatever it takes, we're going to get out and get it done and work through it and figure it out. And sometimes it may take a little while. We're kind of a small staff, but we all chip in together. And, you know, our staff knows, you know, that I'm not going to abandon them. They're not going to abandon me. So
that's
we're
right.
all going to work
leadership.
Through it and come out on the other end as best we can. So,
you know, you said something a while ago. I've been involved in other communities in Tennessee, and when you start going through a rapid growth phase,
mm-hmm.
it's so easy to lose your community, lose culture.
You do.
Culture.
Well, you lose your identity.
Three times as hard to keep that culture.
You do. It's a
It's little things. It's every day.
It's harder now for me, I think, as we've gotten more and more things going on. It's more difficult to get out and do the things I like to do, to be out in the public and talk to people and go to the nursing home and visit with them and do
people.
Things. And, you know, we're a government entity, but we're a service industry. You know, we're here to serve that community and be a part of that community and make it a better place for everybody to call home.
Yeah. You know, one of our talking about vision and planning, and we're not really into the projects today, but the rail trail, that is one of the biggest potential on so many fronts for our county and
our community has so many outdoor opportunities, and I think that's why a lot of folks like to call it home. Yeah. The rail trail, the parks, the lakes. I mean, there's so much access.
You know, 50s. I've been recently on with Sam Glasgow.
Oh, yes.
Founder of the rail trail idea. And also Dr. Chuck Womack, who has been called by some people the John Muir of Tennessee, the founder of the National Park System, and what he has done. And how y'all have partnered. And,
yep.
What all good is doing in Monterey, and we're gonna build a.
You know,
it won't be in my lifetime. It may probably be in yours, but a 40-mile rail trail,
amazing.
That with an 800-foot elevation change, that will be another Virginia creeper, but it will be a different.
It is. We got a lot of folks that use the trail, and you're
expanding it.
We're trying to work
in Allgood right now, east, aren't you?
Trying to, and you talk about all the communities. You know, we all work together.
Work together.
You know, the county, you know, Baxter, Monterey, all of, you know, we all ask each other questions and help. And I think we're going to run out of time here, George. This is
going I'm going to watch it this time. I'm going to George Hallford with Keith Morrison. Great conversation.
It's been great to be here.
Back soon. Welcome back. Now we're going to talk with Keith a little bit, get inside his head a little bit more about where he's going and where your family's going and where Allgood's going. Again, this is not so much, I know on another program you talk more nuts and bolts and projects, and we can touch on that, but we're really the vision, the plan. What is Allgood going to, the ideal state? What is it going to look like 10 years from now?
Yeah, I'm not sure. The ideal state would be that you still walk downtown, you know, kind of like Mayberry, and you know everybody.
Love Mayberry.
My wife gives me a hard time. She says, I can't believe. She said, I was born and raised here, and you know more people and more about the town than I do. And it's just, I guess, that involvement on a day-to-day basis and talking with people and checking on them and doing different things. And you know, when we have bad weather events, and you know, and I check on some of our folks that need, and they're just
taking care of people.
Yeah, it's about that community feel and that feel that we belong here, you know, together and help each other out. And I, you know, that's just a big thing to me. I think it's important to be out and check on folks and be a part of that community. And
you know, you're a secular minister. If you think about it, you're taking care. You're trying to do good, and you're trying to help people do good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the local pastors came in to meet with me the other day, and he looked at me. I was on the phone talking to somebody, and they were having some issues, and he said, I'm the pastor of the church, but you're like the
– You're the pastor
of all good, a community.
Yes, you are.
And
yes,
he
you
said,
are.
It's, he said, never had really looked at it that way until I walked in here and heard you talking and what you were saying, and – you know, being all in it together, you know, it's the whole community, our businesses, everything we do is about taking care of the community and each other, you know.
Well, from personal experience, older than you, a lot older than you, God has blessed you and given you a purpose to do good and to help people. And it's, you don't see this in other communities, whether you're the chamber guy or the city manager, it's much more impersonal, it's much more, but you're in a special place to help people.
We are, and you know, I've told somebody, I said, I think, you know, God brought me here for a reason.
Amen.
I don't always understand it, but and sometimes it's difficult, but we get through it, and we get stronger on the other side and continue to serve and do things and give back to our community. And, you know, I've met people from out of town that'll call and ask questions, and we'll call and ask them questions, and we help each other. And, you know, it's kind of starting to spread out statewide on the Tennessee Municipal League. I'm the district director.
That's wonderful.
So there's, you know, see it on a broader scale. And
your influence and doing good is a spreading. It's not right here, but it's mainly here,
outside the community.
Sure.
And you know, I had a phone call this week from another city. He said, "Hey, can we ask you some questions?" Like, sure, anytime.
Yeah.
If we can help, there's no use reinventing the wheel when we can tell you or send you something that might be beneficial or, you know, help support other leaders in our community as they step up to take on roles. You know, I've had several calls and say, "Hey, anytime you need anything, just call and ask." That's what we're here for.
It really is a God thing. It's, "Here, my Lord, send me."
Right.
And
send me where you want me.
And it's amazing the people that he sends that shows up in your life when you're just trying to serve. You're not trying to You're trying to be, do what you can to help.
Right. And when I need help, he usually sends me somebody to encourage me and say, "Hey, you're doing a good job."
Have you got any stories about individual, personal, things have happened like that? I'm catching you by surprise. You know,
that one, I don't know. It's
just happens regularly, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that we encounter, you know, probably in some of their darkest times and some in some really good times. And you look at those experiences and how you've affected their life or may have done something that encouraged them, you know, maybe they didn't have before, or help them when they really had nowhere else to turn.
Sometime a spoken word.
Yeah.
I imagine you're like me. Somebody will show up in your office and say, "You don't know this, but you said something to me that helped."
It's just little things sometimes, you know. And we've experienced some tragedies in our community that have been difficult to deal with.
No question.
Employees, you know, have helped with events that they're like, "Man, I can't go do that again." That kind of hit home.
Yep.
And, you know, and you kind of work through it together and talk about what you're experiencing and what you're feeling and how it's different. And you look at our first responders and all the things that they deal with.
Our heroes. Unbelievable.
There's things that you just couldn't even imagine, you know, that they deal with on a daily basis.
And it's getting tougher.
It's hard.
More challenging as we go forward as a community, a society, as we grow, trying to do the right thing.
It is, and support them, and them support us, and work together, and it's you try to do the best you can.
George Hallford with Keith Morrison talking about City Manager of Allgood talking about his heart and his secular ministry. Keith, let's go on with that. That's a great place to be because it's intentional. One has to really. As I said, as we grow, and Allgood is so blessed in our part of the county and what we're seeing, and we're not going to be talking a lot about the projects today, but we've got opportunities, but we're being discovered. And we want to make sure that as we grow, we're a better community than we were before.
And I think Putnam County as a whole, you know, if you look at us, you know, I've had people say, "I can't believe that you and Cookville and the county will all come sit down together."
And
you don't care which one of us. You know.
I bet you've done this in your TML work and your statewide work. People will come to say how we do it here in the region.
Right.
And we'll say, "We're going to tell you, but don't go home and try it because you got a lot of port setting to do probably." The average community doesn't have a tradition and history of a county, a region of working together.
No, sometimes that's a rarity.
It is rare. And you've been an early proponent, I know, with regional development, the Highlands, trying to take a more regional approach. It's been going on here forever. We didn't formalize it till last several years. But you've been a big believer in that, and we've all benefited from that.
It's all ships rise together.
We do.
You know, one of our new industries that come in, you know, they were like, "Man, I don't know why we didn't find this community sooner."
Exactly.
She had come by City Hall and had a problem. And within 30 minutes, I was there with a backhoe and looking at it and fixing it. And she's like, "Man, we just, You know, I've had several tell me that. We don't get that kind of service.
Other places.
We're lucky if we get a phone call back within 2 or 3 months, much less, you know, getting the action taken
care of. And getting the city manager on the spot.
Yeah, it surprises them a lot of times.
But it's a culture that we have in the upper, and not only just in our county, but in our region, our Upper Cumberland, people who care.
Yeah.
And we noticed that when we first moved here in 2004.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
it's like
you're
the
carrying on that tradition.
We are, and it's just like with the tornado, you know, that affected us all.
Oh.
You know, it may not have been on our end of the county,
but it
was important to us, and we were there to help and serve. You know, what do you need from us? What equipment do we have? How can we help?
Yeah, we were violated.
Yeah.
And we responded.
It hurt. You know,
and then Monterey with the ice.
Yep.
I'm going to leave some things out. But we all pitch in.
We do. We help each other.
We help each other.
And check on each other, you know.
Yeah.
So
we got a couple of minutes left. Anything else you want to talk about you've got family.
My kids are growing up, and hopefully we'll start a family here, you know, and want to stay here. And if they don't, you know, we'll figure that out too. But, you know, we'll probably continue to work here and serve our community and, you know, someday retire, and who knows what we'll do after that.
God's not through with you.
No.
my guy. What a wonderful you sound like we're a lot alike in a lot of ways. This is home. In our family, and I bet you feel the same way, and what's going on and how the world is changing and stuff. I hope 30 years from now, there's Halfords running around. You know, it's like a native. We're not natives, but we are now.
Right.
Our grandchildren, great-grandchildren,
we can
stay in the region.
We've camped, and we did for a while, and now that my kids are getting older, it's harder to go, so we had to sell our camper. But, you know, that was something we enjoyed together as a family.
Those
was
are golden
camping
years,
and
they'll go
and,
like this.
Yeah, they flew by, but we've met so many different friends and people from all over the country. You know, we made some friends from Louisiana that treat my kids like they're their grandkids. And they're like, you know.
That's special.
And they're, you know, they're like family now, you know. And then you meet folks out like that, and they find out where you're from. They're like, oh, well, do you know so-and-so? Well,
sure.
It's funny you mention that because that his daughter works for me or whatever, you know, whatever. And it's just amazing the connections that you can find.
Amazing the people. You know, we're halfway between Florida and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a chamber guy, but we're a day's drive is 76% of the country's population.
Right.
People know us. They move, and we've had industry move in for a long time. So they may not know us as well as other places, but this is a special region.
Yeah.
And we want to keep it that way.
We do. It's a hub, and it's home, and you want to see it to grow, but you want to see smart growth and maintain that identity, you know, that we've worked to build. We don't want to lose that and serve our community and help each other, and you just don't want to give up.
This is really what it's all about.
Right.
It's about people. It's about love.
Yeah.
It's about community. And we have to make sure we maintain that. And you've done a great job, Keith, of getting that feel. You can feel it in all good.
I appreciate it.
It starts at the top.
Kind of like that Duck Dynasty, faith, family, and friends.
That's it. Got a few seconds left. Anything else you want to say to the audience?
Great. Appreciate you having me here, and it's been a good day.
Well, Keith, I tell you, you're a good young friend. I don't get to see you and talk as much, and I talk too much.
Not as young as I used to be. It's starting to change.
But you've got a great – you're just starting, man. You have some great opportunities, and you're going to do good. You're going to do good.
I appreciate that.
George Hofford with Keith Morrison, City Manager of All Good. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.